Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome back to Burning Hearts. I am your host this week, standing in for Rachel Herbeck. My name is Elizabeth Repka. I work with Rachel at Renewal Ministries, and I am the media director there. So if you ever look at our social media or our YouTube channel or any of those things, I am the one making those things happen. So please feel free to join us there, by the way. If you are a fan of Rachel's program, once a month she does a video on our YouTube channel. And it could be great to check that out and get to see the face behind the voice that you hear on Ave Maria Radio. So if you've been with us the past couple days, we have been reflecting on Romans chapter 12. Just kind of reading along here with the church who has been praying with Romans for weeks now in the daily mass readings. So yesterday we finished off with verse 8. We read this portion, verses 3-8, about the body of Christ, that we are all one body. We have many members. And so I want to just continue to look at that reality a little bit more today. You know, yesterday I challenged you to just think about this body as your own flesh and to meditate on some ways perhaps that division or frustration or anger or jealousy may have risen up in your own heart against your neighbor, against your brothers and sisters, maybe a person in your parish or your local community, and to reflect on the reality that hatred of our brother or turning against our brother is to turn against our own flesh. And so we did talk about that yesterday. Today, I kind of want to look at another facet of this, just the beauty and richness of this. So, you know, one thing that came to mind when I was praying with this is the commandment that tells us not to covet our neighbor's goods. And we've all heard the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, right? Jealousy and comparison are thieves of joy. And we're told by God, it's one of the Ten Commandments, that we should not covet our neighbor's goods. But I think we are at times tempted to disobey that commandment by coveting the gifts that God has granted our brothers and sisters. And, you know, Paul says that we're all given different gifts. You know, we don't have the same function. Even though we're part of one body, this is where that diversity comes into play. We have diversity of function, diversity of gifts, diversity of members. Maybe I'm a nostril and you're a fingertip. You know what I mean? Like we all have a different part to play in this body. And the body is not going to function optimally or healthily if we are staring at another member of the body and saying, man, I wish I was that finger. I don't want to be a nostril. But I mean, the gift of the nostril is profound, right? A lot is happening there. A lot of good is happening for the body through the nostril. It might not be the most glamorous part, but it is an important part, right? But we can do this with our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ by looking at our neighbor who has incredible gifts of public speaking. I do this. I am not a public speaker. Maybe these days on radio are making you think otherwise. I don't know, but this is not my natural gifting. It's a place of stretching myself and a place of vulnerability. I don't do this on a regular basis. I love to be behind the scenes. And there are times when I look at the people around me and my brothers and sisters in ministry and think, man, I wish I could just get up on a stage and like captivate a crowd like that. I don't think I can. And that's okay. Most days I'm really okay that that's not my gifting, but I can look upon my brother and sister in the Lord and be jealous or covet the gifts they've been given instead of rejoicing in those gifts, knowing that because we are one, even though we have this diversity, those gifts are in a way mine too. And I can rejoice that this body is functioning with such incredible beauty and diversity. I can rejoice as I observe my brother and sister with talented speaking gifts up on a stage. I can be like, oh, praise God that He granted someone those gifts and a place in which to operate in those gifts to bless God's people. And then likewise, I hope they'll turn and look at me and rejoice that God has given me administrative gifts, that I keep the engine humming, that I am very detail-oriented, and I'm making sure every T is crossed and I is dotted and no balls are dropped. And I know I have a gifting for paying attention to just a wide variety of things. And I hope that we can mutually look at one another and just have a state of rejoicing, a disposition of rejoicing over one another, and to foster the giving of these gifts to help our brothers and sisters to be enabled to give their gifts and talents even more. And I thought of the gospel parable where the people are given talents and they're meant to grow those talents and then return with interest the talents they've been given, and the one who buried their talent, and was scared of the master and the repercussions. And we're called to give our gifts to the whole body to enrich and strengthen the body. This is wonderful. We should treasure both our own gifts that we've been given and just kind of stand in awe of what God has done and deciding which kind of mix of gifts and talents He decided to give us, and do likewise for our brothers and sisters. We should treasure them just as much as we are grateful for our physical sight or our mobility. I'm daily grateful that I can walk and move and brush my teeth and I have mobility, and that's incredible. And right now we're in the beauty of fall here in Michigan, and the trees are just exploding in color. And on my drive to work this morning, I was so happy that I could see the beauty of God's creation. And I treasure these capacities within my body. And we should likewise treasure the gifts and capacities of our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We need to call to mind that reality that we are one and we are many, and this is a cause for rejoicing. It says in verse 6 here, having gifts, we have gifts that differ according to the grace that is given to us. And I love this phrase, let us use them. Let us use them. So we shouldn't be stingy with the gifts that we've been given. We should use them. We should offer them for our brothers and sisters. One of the things that I love to do is sing. I sing at church as a cantor, and I also sing in a church choir. And it is immensely pleasurable and joyful for me to use this gift. And I often am just overwhelmed by how I didn't pick this for myself. I didn't make it possible for me to have a good voice. God picked that for me. And I also have reflected a lot in this past year on the fact that that gift was married with passion and desire. And I just think that's such an incredible thing to ponder in our lives with the Lord. He's given us all unique gifts that we can offer back to Him. And it's important to pay attention to those moments when your gifting also matches up with your passion and your desire to use those gifts. It's kind of a very, not magical, but a profound union of things that's really compelling and really drives and motivates me. Just recently, our choir performed on All Souls Day Drouffle's Requiem Mass, which is a beautiful piece of music. The music itself is a book. It is many, many, many pages, and it is complex. And there's moments where the choir divides into, I think something like 8 parts maybe at times. I should actually count it up. I'm not 100% sure about that. But there's division into many, many different parts. And that division creates this fabric of beauty and interplay of melody that is so rich and so vibrant. But to do this, to engage in this work, I have to join with 50 other choristers who are all learning their own part and singing it excellently. I have to invest a lot of time learning my notes, learning my parts. I am a soprano, but when there's a division, I split into second soprano or mezzo soprano in this piece. And there's times when I'm singing a note that is in tension with the note of my neighbor next to me. They're jarring, dissonant notes, and it is hard to sing. It is hard to hold the line and sing the thing that I'm supposed to sing because my voice wants to join my neighbor. So I'm saying all this to say, when we love something, when we're passionate about a gift that we've been given by God, when it stirs up desire in us to use it, we have somehow, at least in my experience, an increased capacity to invest, to labor over in, you know, investing in that gift, working hard at that gift, improving that gift, and offering that gift. And that's what I've experienced, you know, through the preparation to sing this piece. It's a lot of music. It's hard music. And it has to be done in tandem with others. I can't do it by myself. If I just sing my part, it doesn't make sense. And it is definitely robbed of beauty. The whole has to come together. All these parts have to come together to bring something into existence that will lift hearts and inspire people to think of the good things of God. You know, I think beauty is one way that we're pointed to God. And so, you know, I think a choir is another image we could think about if, you know, something that we consider or we're musically minded as another analogy for this image that Paul is giving us of the body of Christ. A choir can't do what it's meant to do on its own. It can't do what it's meant to do if the individual members don't treasure their own gifting and the gifting of their neighbor. I have to treasure the basses and the tenors and the altos and what they're contributing. I can't sing bass. I'm not a man. I treasure the fact that there are friends of mine standing next to me with that gifting because it allows us to make an offering that is rich and beautiful and layered and complicated. It's a great analogy for what we are as the body of Christ. So we're going to move on from this next, in the next episode. We'll move on from this tomorrow, but I just want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, to ask the Lord for grace to have your mind transformed, as we talked about on Monday. Have your mind transformed with respect to how you view the body of Christ, how you view your neighbor, how you view the person next to you in the pew, or the person who maybe has a different opinion than you about liturgical preference, or maybe is on a different side of the political aisle than you when it comes to politics. I would encourage you to have your mind transformed so that, you know, these things that differ amongst us don't make us look upon one another as other or as an enemy or as something to be fought against. I think this is a very strong temptation in the church, but we're one and we're meant to produce a beautiful harmony for God in our individual offerings, not angry, discordant offerings. So I would just invite you to reflect on your relationship with your neighbor, with your fellow members in the body of Christ, and ask for grace and light to see ways that you might be able to grow in the mind of Christ and look more like him, especially in relation to one another. Let's just pray a glory be together to close our time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.